says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Here on Friday, Good Friday, April 7th, 2023. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wishing you all a happy Easter. And this is your host, James Kelso. As I am Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm beaming this out to you and ships at sea from North Dakota, and sending this signal in a straight line due south in a beeline to Round Rock, Texas, which is the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network. What else could I say? I could say, if you want to call in, well, be my guest. And I've got a phone number around here somewhere, which I've managed to misplace. I should take out my pocket knife and carve it into the top of my desk. What did I do with it? It's area code 512. Is that enough? Do you need more? Let's see. Bjorn, what did I do with my mouse pad? I'm going to find it, folks. What did I have done with it? Well, engineer will bail me out here in a second. The what did I do with my mouse pad? There it is. Thank you, engineer. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. A lot of twos in there. And call in and talk about anything you want to, as long as it's Donald Trump. What was that quip from Henry Ford, one of my heroes in American history? Henry Ford, good friend of Charles A. Lindbergh, an even more exalted hero in my pantheon of American heroes. Calvin Coolidge was, I think it was Calvin Coolidge, who bestowed upon Charles Lindbergh a Congressional Medal of Honor at the age of 27. Was it age of 27? The age of 25. Age of 25, a Congressional Medal of Honor for being the first man to solo fly across the Atlantic. But the Henry Ford said famously, you can order your Ford in any color as long as it's black. he said that. By the way, speaking of famous rides, after Lindbergh flew the Atlantic and they brought his Spirit of St. Louis back on the U.S., was it a cruiser, Missouri, or what was the name of the cruiser? They brought his plane with Lindbergh back to New York City for the biggest parade in the history of New York, down Fifth Avenue, street on which I was born. And I actually wasn't born in the street. I was in a hospital that was on the street. Lindbergh flew a a nationwide tour of the lower 48 states, not including, well, Alaska wasn't a state then, but the lower 48 he flew. And every state, including North Dakota, the least visited state in America, he managed to fly by in North Dakota. And in the course of that, in visiting Michigan, he landed his Spirit of St. Louis at the airport at the Ford factory, where they were making the Ford tri-motor aircraft, in Detroit. And Henry Ford came out to greet Charles Lindbergh as he taxied off the runway. And you can see this. This was actually photographed, and you can see this scene where Henry Ford approaches Lindbergh's plane and says to Lindbergh, "Hey, can you take me up in the air? Can I fly with you?" Now, that's pretty remarkable. But what's more remarkable about it, that, as Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story, Henry Ford, even though he was manufacturing one of the most successful planes in the country, in the world, the Ford Tri-Motor, that's a plane with a motor on each wing and another one right on the nose, very distinctive aircraft. Henry Ford had never been up in an airplane, but he was so moved by this young man, Lindbergh, that he was wanting to crawl up into Lindbergh's plane. And let me tell you, a lot safer to be in the Ford Tri-Motor than to be in the Spirit of St. Louis, which was a very hard plane to fly, it turns out. But Lindbergh says, "Yeah, hop in." And now, but there's more to the story. So did Henry Ford hop into the passenger seat in the Spirit of St. Louis? No. And this would be in 1927 that this happened in Detroit. Two giants of American history, two patriots, patriot giants of our history. And there was no passenger seat. So where does Henry Ford sit? There's only one seat in the Spirit of St. Louis. You can see it in the Space and Aviation Museum at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. You can look right in the door there and look at it. There's just one seat. It's a wicker seat, as light as Lindbergh could make it. Didn't take anything with him. Took nothing with him. Took a peanut butter sandwich, which he didn't even eat. Can you believe that? So Henry Ford, he says, "Here, hop on the edge of my seat." So Henry Ford sits on the right side of Lindbergh's wicker seat, and they fly around. Can you believe that? What a story! And by the way, there is no view out the front. There is no front window on the Spirit of St. Louis. Talk about, you know, a safe airplane. You know, if Henry Ford was afraid of flying, a safe airplane. There's no windshield in the front of the Spirit of St. Louis. There's a fuel tank, because all the plane was loaded with fuel to get across the Atlantic, barely able to climb over the wires in front of it when it took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island. Ford could only see out the side, the door, the small door windows on the left or the right. And Lindbergh could only fly by looking off to the side. He had a little periscope, so he had a view to the front, but just through a little periscope. Anyway, here we are. These many years later. Let me start out with another cheery thought. We need some cheery thoughts. There's plenty to be depressed about. Here's something that just came up here on truthsocial.com. Let me find it. I'll go there now. Now this is too cool. This is wonderful. Now I've been displaying polls for you, show you that Trump is really on a roll and doing extremely well. But now, today, we get another poll. And this is the best one yet. You're going to love this. Donald Trump put this up on his channel there at truthsocial.com. And he put this up 8 hours ago. The latest poll among Republican voters shows Donald Trump garnering 58% of the vote. 58. And this, by the way, this isn't even a right-wing polling company. This is Ipsos Reuters. Those two organizations jointly running a poll, Ipsos and Reuters. So it's mainstream, lamestream, fake news poll. So it's, you know, it's even better than this. Because what they do, they shave it. You know, like money clippers, they shave off numbers from Donald Trump. But he's getting 58% of the vote. That's up 18%. From March 20th, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks, he's gone up 18%. 58%. Who's in second place? Well, it's Ron DeSanctimonious at 21%. Trump has almost three times as much support as Ron DeSanctimonious. 58 to 21. That's actually a 37-point lead. Then let us go through the rest of the sorry cast of challengers to Trump. We have Mike Pence. I hope there are no Mike Pence enthusiasts in this audience. Mike Pence comes in with a stunning 4%. Then we have weapons of mass destruction, Liz Cheney, and she is a weapon of mass destruction. Liz Cheney, she's doing almost as well as Mike Pence at 3%. So Pence can feel can feel Liz Cheney's hot breath behind him. Then now we have the rest of the field. And these, you should take all of these people seriously. I know that President Trump does. These are up-and-comers in American politics. How would you put this in a horse race? I mean, the way it was, what was that horse that beat everybody by like almost a lap recently? Who is that? I mean, it was some incredible race last year. So like at least a whole lap behind. We have the next one over in fourth place, Nimrata Randhawa. What? Nimrata Randhawa? You know, Nikki Haley. Okay. She comes in with 1%. Then we have a new entrance into the race. Former Arkansas governor. Boy, Arkansas comes up with some winners. Now, lately, of course, with Sarah Huckabee and Mike Huckabee, they have had real winners. But now they're in days of yore, they came up with people like Bill Clinton and this one, Asa Hutchinson. What a loser. Asa Hutchinson, 1%. But he's ahead of Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo at 1%. Then we have somebody who I think maybe the one I can admire the most in this group. I don't know much about him, but this guy, I don't remember his first name. Ramaswamy. I've heard him say a couple good things recently. He's at 1%. Then we have Glenn Youngkin of Virginia at 1%. And bringing up the rear, we have uh, We have Crispy Christie. Yes. Crispy Donuts. Crispy Christie at, now he's got the biggest numbers of all. 0%. Okay, there it is. So that's the reason I had a little fun with that. But the substance of it, which can make your heart glad, Donald Trump leading Ron DeSantis 3-1. It's just it's a runaway. It's a laugher. It's wonderful. And this is all exactly what the opposite of what the communists running the American media, and they are communists, they didn't plan on this. They didn't expect this. They're not that sharp in the head. They didn't think they were. Donald Trump just charges. He's the boomerang. He's the great counterpuncher. Don't throw a right at Donald Trump. Because that left counterpunch, you never saw it coming. that's what the left is getting. All righty. So just a wonderful, wonderful poll. Okay. Let's hit refresh here. Donald Trump, he might be seated at his computer or cell phone or whatever he uses to launch his posts. Let me just hit refresh, see what he's got here. His latest missive sent out to his 5.13 million followers. 5,130,000 followers on truthsocial.com. Now, those are all real people with real email addresses. And there's no giant population of bots or so on, fake accounts at truthsocial.com. It's just really good people. And he has his motto at the top. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. Very good. Let's see what he's got here. Some excellent posts. Here's Rand Paul. Rand Paul comes in as a real hero, and he's quoted here. He's linked to by Donald Trump. Rand Paul quotes, writes, a Trump indictment, he writes this before the actual indictment, would be a disgusting abuse of power. The DA, that's Alvin Bragg, should be put in jail. Oh, them's strong words from a member of the Paul family. The DA should be put in jail. I like that, Rand. Very strong. Very good. I'm just saying that because Ron Paul is so mild-mannered, so gentlemanly. He's not prone to saying something like the DA should be put in jail. But Rand is saying it here. I like it. And I'm sure that his dad concurs. Ron concurs. Then after the indictment, Rand Paul writes, I'm saddened for our constitutional republic and the rule of law. An overzealous, super liberal, local prosecutor, that's code talk for communist, overzealous, super liberal, local prosecutor has filed drummed up charges against a former president in a clear case of political prosecution. And I think he actually really meant to say political persecution there, but it is a prosecution. I shouldn't say what he meant to say in the case of Rand Paul. He is so articulate. There are no words that he never slips up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying soul and soul. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. Pat is on the phone from Fort Worth, in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi, James. Something just happened about an hour ago. A federal judge is denying the FDA's, Federal Death Agency, long-time approval of an abortion pill called methimpristone. Yeah. But he's given them 5 days to fight it. Man, that's what we need, more lawsuits coming against the FDA until they're so busy defending themselves that they can't even do anything else bad. Of course, they probably get federal money to defend themselves, which isn't fair because they are a private organization.
All of these left-wingers, and when they engage in lawfare, of course, they're using your money and my money, mm-hmm. your taxpayer right. money, with unlimited attorney funds to attack you or defend against any effort on our parts to defend ourselves. So that's Yeah, that's given. It's baked in the cake.
It was called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. They sued in November. And the point is that this is a very dangerous drug. I mean, I've been fighting abortion since I was 45 and I'm 80, almost one. And I remember exactly what they did. I saw the guy on TV, the local newscaster, and he said, I'm down here in front of such and such a high school, and the Planned Parenthood is giving out methacristone to the students, and they hope that the parents won't object. And I looked it up, and it was for terminal cancer only. That's all it was supposed to be used for. I mean, if you're terminal cancer, you know, and you want to get out of some pain or something, okay. But they've been misusing it, and they said that, you know, during telehealth things where a pandemic, you know. But the
I've been part of the, the health food movement ever since I was a teenager, and that was way back in the middle of the 20th century. But
I mean, telehealth. I mean, when you only get to see the doctor on the computer, you don't really go down.
Right. Well, but the health establishment has taken the biggest black eye that it's ever taken with the scamdemic, and this is something. This is a reckoning with themselves. There are many, many hundreds of thousands of doctors who have to look in the mirror and say, "What? Why didn't I speak up? Why was I cowed by this intimidation?" Yeah. And they didn't. I'll give you an example here. I think if I find it later in the show, a radio host does a show like this, Jimmy Dore. He has been telling his audience that he is feeling, it is his opinion, that he is suffering mightily from his COVID-19 vaccinations. And he did that based on trusting his doctor,
right,
who recommended that he get the vaccinations. And so that happened with many people. But those doctors, they have to ask themselves, why was I stampeded?
Maybe they ought to take what you were talking about yesterday. Naturopathy.
Yeah, well, I'm of course, have no medical qualification whatsoever.
And
I offer no medical advice whatsoever. But I do listen to Dr. Peter McCullough. I do listen to Robert Malone. I do listen to Stephen Kirsch and other doctors of great courage who saw through the FDA, saw through the CDC, saw through the whole scam. And now we are getting the numbers, and we've, thank goodness they weren't able to stampede us all and destroy all of our free speech. Some miraculous things have happened. In as bad as these times are, some amazing things have happened. Like, where did Elon Musk come from? What happened there? How did this guy come out of nowhere to buy?
Well,
let me let you go, Pat, because the music's here. Thanks as always for calling. We'll be right back to continue the thought. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle.
Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Yesterday's show was a kind of an appreciation of Eric Trump. And just to continue the thought on Eric Trump, it's great that the Trump family, Trump comes with not just himself, but he comes with family like Eric Trump. And Eric is a giant, and he's in the battle. You see him on TV all over the place, and he, like his father, at great expense to themselves. Don Jr., very successful man, I guess you could say in his own right, maybe a billionaire. Eric Trump, the same thing, maybe hundreds of millionaire or billionaire. But all of the Trump children, immensely successful, but all of them not hesitating to incur the great cost of defending our country. So I'm very much admiring that's something that Donald Trump has, which is very powerful. It's wonderful to have a family of little children, but to have grown children that are as so Donald Trump Sr., he has little grandchildren, but to have children who are like lieutenants, they are his captains. That's wonderful. Let's see what some of the other people here. I'm looking at truthsocial.com. Here's Dan Bongino, one of my favorites. I'll just go through some of the other people that are my favorites on truthsocial.com. Dan Bongino, Democrats are the real party of racism. They always have been. And I love Dan Bongino. Just go through some of his recent missives. Well, would you? A lot of these are visual. Here's Dan Bongino says this. This is one I haven't listened to, so I'm going to play it. I'm going to be hearing it for the first time myself. Bongino writes, if your sheriff doesn't talk like this, get a new sheriff. And then he puts up a link to, I knew this existed, but I hadn't played it or heard it, a Florida sheriff from, here he is.
If you have trouble breathing through your nose, pay close attention.
Just a second. We'll get through this ad. Okay, there we go.
The gun. Do we know how the suspect got a hold of the weapon?
Car burglaries. Car burglaries. Ain't that right? All the gun laws we got in place didn't prevent it, did it?
Now this is the sheriff. In Florida, he's at a press conference after there's been some sort of a crime. And so the usual disgusting political reporters or media reporters are there. Now, watch how he handles their gun control fervor.
Neither will any new ones. Because here's the fact. The bad guy's going to get a gun no matter what law you have put in place. These juveniles shouldn't even possess a handgun. But they did. And I'll go back to you. Add your question. A simple burglary, as some people will say, but I don't consider anything simple when it comes to a burglary. The law allows me, I'll plaster their face up on this page, up on my page, up on media. I will hand it out if the law allows me, because parents have the right to know who their kids are hanging out with and preventing this.
Okay, I'm liking that. That's the Marion County, Florida sheriff. And think about your sheriff, folks. There are over 3,000 counties in the U.S., something like 3,100 and some counties. And think about this. There is only one elected law enforcement officer in your county, wherever it may be. I think I can generalize. I think this is true of every county. And that one elected law enforcement officer is your county sheriff. And that's quite a distinction that he has. It goes all the way back to the founding of our country, the recognition of the authority, the sovereignty of your elected sheriff. And there was a very important Supreme Court decision. In which Well, I can't remember the name of the title of the decision now. It's going to come to me. But it was a decision recently in which it was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution puts equal sovereignty, equal to that of the federal government, in the hands of your elected county sheriff. And if your elected county sheriff says, makes a, he's got the authority, or she, there are probably some ladies out there that are county sheriffs, has authority co-equal to that of the federal government in their county. And this case came up when it was, boy, some of you out there help me, it was Prince versus the United States, P-R-I-N-Z, sheriff against the United States, in which the Firearms and Tobacco was trying to run U.S. county sheriffs and turn them into agents of the federal government. And Prince versus the United States said, no. They are not agents of the United States government. They are not subordinate to the United States government. And you can't turn them into subordinates of your gun laws and require county sheriffs to enforce or to administer your gun laws. They are independent of you. And I'm going to remember the details of this. I actually met the sheriff who initiated this incredible case that went to the Supreme Court and was decided favorably. And I'll remember it before we get deeper into the show. But that was those sheriffs, 3,100 of them, they are a good bulwark. There are a lot of very patriotic sheriffs. You meet the sheriff from your county. You may be very pleasantly surprised at how pro-Second Amendment they are and how dedicated they are to upholding their oath to defend the Constitution. And they're all over the country. So that's, and there is a whole movement among sheriffs, a national sheriff's movement, to provide a resistance, a bulwark against the communists operating from their base, which is now the federal government in Washington, D.C. That was a sheriff from Marion County, Florida. Even though I lived in Florida on both sides of Florida, I don't even remember where Marion County, Florida is, but I'll look that up. All righty, let's look back, go back up here to the top and see what another one I admire greatly here. Marjorie Taylor Greene, what is she saying lately? She says, on the Oversight Committee, Chairman James Comer just sent out more subpoenas for Biden bank accounts. Now think about that, folks. This is something that Charlie Kirk has been the strongest in noticing. Is that Republicans are, not you in this audience, but the Republicans that we've gotten used to over the decades are gutless. They have no spine at all. They do not, they want to run from any fight. They run. And that has to stop. So if you've got an oversight committee and you can subpoena the bank records of the Biden crime family, these traitors, these treasonous people, if you're a district attorney, you need to indict them for treason. Just sit down, use a little imagination. You don't have to use much. And think of all of the treasonous, felonious, corrupt things that the Biden family has done, the Biden crime family, and just go down the list. Sleeping with communist spy agents and then being on the Intelligence Committee of the House of Representatives. Lying like Peter, like Schiff, Shifty Schiff, lying, saying, I have the proof. I have the proof. Donald Trump has colluded with the Russians. He is working with the Russians. I have the proof. Where's the proof, Schiff? Shifty Schiff. And Kevin McCarthy dropped him off the Intelligence Committee. Thank you very much, Kevin McCarthy. But now, Kevin McCarthy, we need a little bit more than that. Where are the 40-plus thousand hours of video from January 6th? Those should all, every bit of it, should be released, not for temporary perusal by Tucker Carlson's producers. No, not a few hours in a closed room. No, all of it should be disseminated to all of us. There should be a huge database with all of that video that any of us, any of you, can log into it and start watching a video. Start watching camera number 100, camera number 450, camera number 6, camera number 75. You pick your camera and you start watching the video of what happened on January 6th. And you take notes. And you get together and you organize and you start cataloging it. And then the outrage will boil over when people see what actually happened. Tucker Carlson scratched the surface with a wonderful show or two in which he did show what really happened on January 6th. And he focused on the shaman. And as a result of that, he's been freed. He's been let out of jail because the public saw the guy was just a nice guy in a weird outfit. And he was walking around as polite as could be. A threat to nobody, a danger to nobody, committing no crime whatsoever. So they had to let him out. Well, let's get all the rest of that video out. I just was watching one from a guy, I think his name is Jake Lang, was trying to save the life of Roseanne Boyland on the steps of the Capitol after she'd been beaten to death by the Capitol Police. Beaten with a stick to death and pepper sprayed. And she's lying on the ground dying, blood coming out of her nose, and Jake Lang's trying to protect her. Jake Lang has been in the Capitol Gulag prison for his last 3 birthdays, going on 3 years. Over 2 years, he's been in the Capitol Gulag, and he did nothing other than trying to save somebody's life. He tried to save the life of Capitol Police, or not save the life, but protect them. And the video's out there. We need to see all that video. He's yelling, you're killing her. Stop. And for that, he goes into the gulag. This is communism. This is not America. You don't go in. You're not put into a prison where you have no bail, no attorney, no court date. No, you can't visit your family. You can't see your own children. This sucks. This is communism. And Kevin McCarthy, get your ass in gear. Stop this. Stop it right now. This is not America. This is not something we're going to wait. When are we going to defend these people? 5 years later? When they're dead? Is that when you're going to get the balls to defend these people, Kevin? You released that video. You have possession of it. You are the Speaker of the House. You don't have the Nancy Pelosi excuse anymore. It's your job. Do it or get out of the House. Kevin McCarthy, grow a pair. Defend these people. This is America. This is not communist China. He has that video. He must release it all now. And no bullshit excuse that there are security questions. There are no security questions. There are no secret passages, secret doors. We can't reveal. Everybody's been inside the Capitol on public tours, walking around with their congressmen, walking around by themselves, unguided. That's an American tradition. It's the people's house. You're invited to come in, walk around. You can walk into the Senate, walk into... Now, I don't know what their rule... Now, I'm sure they've shut it all down. But our history was you could walk into the Senate chambers, you could walk into the House chambers, you could walk around in the gallery, you could walk all over the House, you could walk in the rotunda, you could walk under the rotunda, you could get into the tunnels going to the House and Senate office buildings. Nobody was watching you or conducting you. We were trusted as Americans in our house, our government. So there's no security excuse. That video shows us in the house that all tens, scores of millions of Americans have walked through the house, through the Capitol. All right, let's go. Oh, James, there you are in Vancouver. Come in, James. Sorry, I'm starting to get excited.
That's okay. Yeah, you're doing good.
You know, I'll tell you what. This business of slow walking stuff, this is one of the things the commies are doing. So, you know, they'll finally release something. Like, we'll finally find out some fact about the scamdemic. You know, 3 years after it's over. Well, thanks, but no thanks. No, you've done all the damage. You destroyed our country, and now you're going to reveal that the vaccine is inefficacious. You're going to reveal that masks don't do anything. We already made us wear the masks for 2 years. You know, I want to know Kevin McCarthy. Okay, we need that video not in 2 years. Not after you or some stupid staff has studied it and looked for any security liabilities or security. No.
That's a lie.
It's just a lie. It's just BS,
he's
Kevin.
A liar.
We're not believing your baloney anymore.
I knew he would be. I knew this guy was going to fold too. I knew it. Just like Pence. The first time I laid eyes on Pence, I said, uh-oh.
Don't feel bad. Don't be feel bad about being fooled. Marjorie Taylor Greene was fooled. Marjorie Taylor Greene was staunchly defending Kevin. You know, I love Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But she agreed with the guy, and I assume some deal in the back rooms was made.
She's just like the rest of us, me, you, and all the rest of us. We're decent, normal people.
He had a voting record, though.
Yeah, he had a voting record. Yeah. Well, in any event, you know, this has been a hard learning experience for Donald Trump, too. Donald Trump has trusted many people. And, you know, it's hard to reach that point where you realize these people are SOBs and they are not, the leopard doesn't change its spots. It's hard to realize.
No dime for the phone call.
Yeah.
If you're a January 6th, there's no dime for the phone call, boys.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let's generate the heat, under Kevin McCarthy. He's got the stuff. He has no excuse now. He is the Speaker of the House. He has control of all of that video. He's in charge of the Capitol building. So it is incumbent upon him. He's got to release that video, and it's us. It's our job to create the pressure, the political pressure, the crowds, the demands, put pressure on his congressional district in California.
Yeah.
Primary, let's primary Kevin McCarthy.
On him, though.
I'm sorry.
Imagine the pressure on him. He's getting people in the shadows saying, "You let go of that film, and your career is over, and we're going to torture you too."
Yeah, of course. But we need to find the real men and the real women, and people that can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you can't, if you don't.
Put Marjorie Taylor Greene as Speaker of the House. That's what they should have done.
Yes, yes. And it's going to be very interesting. I want to see now. I want to hear. I trust Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love her. I don't think anybody could do as well as she's done as an acting job. And I want to hear her explanation of why hasn't Kevin told you that he was going to release all the video. You told us, he told you. Okay, now what? Give us a plausible explanation why he's not releasing it. Why is it not being released? Why are these courageous people, these people in the gulag, this is unbelievable. They're in dirty cells. with, you know, they can't see their own. There are Gulag members in there who are military, U.S. military heroes, veterans, and they have children that were born after they were put into the Gulag. They've never seen their own children. This is unbelievable.
That's true.
You know, and you know, they've been held in solitary confinement with bad water and bad food and bad medical care. Oh, and they're in prison with animals. The people that they're in prison with are like, you know, abusing them, torturing them. The guards are the worst.
That's right.
The guards are worse than the animals. The guards are the worst animals of all.
I think you call them psychopaths.
Yeah, exactly. This is not America, and Donald Trump's done a good job. He's championed the Gulag prisoners. He's made videos and presentations and phone calls, and he's invited the Gulag prisoners' families to visit him anytime at Mar-a-Lago. So he's done an awful lot, but others have not. And I'm not aware of my state senators here from North Dakota. A couple of rhinos. They haven't done anything. I met one of them at a local parade here. I should have told him what I think of him. Senator Hoeven. What a fraud. What a phony. And they're rhinos. So this is Trump country here, as it probably
taking
is for most
from
of you.
The chat bombs.
Yeah, they're
taking money from the Chi-Coms.
Yeah, taking money from the Chi-Coms. You got
factory,
it.
What do you call it? Corn factory syrup they're going to make and then kill everybody around there.
Oh, yeah. Our state senators, when the Chinese communists wanted to build their corn factory here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, did our governor object? No, he loved the idea. Did Senator Hoeven object? No, he loved the idea. Did our other senator object?
Yeah.
No. Not at all. We got a little bit of a peep from our U.S. congressman, a little bit of a peep from Armstrong, but no strong objection, nothing. It was just by an act of God, miracle, is that some general in the U.S. Air Force, who must be some holdover from a previous patriotic time, said, you know what, this is a national security, this is a national security threat, and that put that ended the Chinese communist billion-dollar plant built up here in North Dakota. Unbelievable.
Well,
it's happening all over the country. It's coming to a town near you, to a theater near you. Here we are. It's Friday. Happy Easter, everybody. We'll see you after Easter on Monday. We'll see you Monday evening right here in the Trump Clubhouse, hopefully with a lot of good news. Trump can't rise any higher in the polls than he already is, but maybe we'll have something like that on Monday. See you then.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.